sedih.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin has issued that the Indonesian National Armed Force will cooperate with the Ministry of Health to build 14 hospitals in conflict areas, including Papua. This statement was said during a memorandum of understanding signing at the headquarters of the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Tuesday. The Jakarta provincial government will increase the number of accessible school buses for students with disabilities, which are specially designed for wheelchair users and visually impaired, to 30 this year. This was said during the Jakarta's fifth century strategic map towards top 50 global cities 2029 at Jakarta City Hall on Tuesday by the head of the Jakarta Transportation Agency, Syafrin Liputo. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. One thing that I like so much, one trait that I adore from children is that they are the way they are. They're not making things up. They're not being pretentious. They are not pretending anything. If they don't like you, they will say it to your face. And most likely children are not going to lie if they're still, you know, little children. But yeah, that's what I like about them. It's because they are the way they are, you know, just the way they are. And there are the songs exactly that title, Apa Adanya. Just like what I like from those children, I also like this song entitled Apa Adanya by Hi-Fi.
Tidak.
yang ku inginkan. Bahwa hanyalah dia yang sanggup mengisi hati. Ku sukanya apa adanya. Ku sampaikan apa yang ku rasakan dan ku inginkan. Bahwa hanyalah dia yang sanggup mengisi hati. Ku sukanya apa adanya. Ku sukanya apa adanya. Ku sukanya apa adanya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has repatriated a citizen, Arnold Putra, who was previously detained by authorities in Myanmar. Brigjen Frega Ferdinand Wenas Inkiriwang, head of the Defense Information Bureau at the Ministry of Defense, said the ministry had pursued defense diplomacy with Myanmar to secure Putra's release. He stated that the Ministry of Defense received information about Arnold Putra's status on July 4, 2025. In response, we immediately took proactive steps through a defense diplomacy approach for humanitarian reasons. The ministry also collaborated with several parties in facilitating the repatriation, including Hashim Joyo Hadi Kusumo, the younger brother of President Prabowo Subianto, and the Sasakawa Peace Foundation. Representing the Ministry of Defense, Inkiri Wang expressed appreciation for the assistance provided by Hashim and the SPF. He also reminded Indonesian citizens abroad to exercise caution, especially when traveling in conflict-affected regions. Inkiri Wang confirmed that Putra returned to Indonesia on July 21st aboard Garuda Indonesia flight GA867 from Bangkok. Putra had been detained by Myanmar authorities since December 20, 2024, after allegedly entering the country illegally from Thailand and engaging with armed groups considered outlawed by Myanmar military government, including the People's Defense Force and the Karen National Liberation Army. He was charged under the 1947 Immigration Act and the Anti-Terrorism Act and Article 17, Number 2 of the Prohibited Association Act and sentenced to 7 years imprisonment at Insein Prison in Yangon. Earlier, Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed that Putra had been granted amnesty by the Myanmar authorities. This is a very great news. It's very nice to know that Indonesian government is working really hard to help repatriate people that got detained, and because nowadays there's a lot of conflicted areas and countries. So, of course, when you're traveling, make sure to be cautious.
Jadi mimpi-mimpimu dan selimut di hatimu yang beku. Aku kan menjadi bintang-bintangmu, kan selalu menyinari dan menghapus rasa rindumu yang pilu. Aku bisa untuk menjadi apa yang kau minta, untuk menjadi apa yang kau impikan, tapi ku tak bisa menjadi.
selimuti hatimu, selimuti hatimu,
selimuti, selimuti,
selimuti hatimu, selimuti hatimu, selimuti hatimu.
Tanpa tujuan, aku ingin berhenti. Lelah aku mengarungi, aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah artiku.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Arsy Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Artinya diriku yang begitu berharap kau setia padaku. Saat kulihat kau dengannya, kau berpaling dariku. Apa artinya aku?
Song Indonesia.
Aku bertemu dan berbagi waktu yang terlalui. Sukar tuk sadari ku tak boleh mengingini tanpamu. Cinta sudah lewat, tak kukirakan begini. Mengapa harus kau terikat meski telah terucap? Hanya aku yang ada di hatimu. Coba menyisihkan, namun hati tak rela untuk akui kenyataan yang ada kasih. Kau tak mungkin ada di sini tanpamu. Cinta tak berarti, cinta sudah lewat, tak kukirakan begini. Mengapa harus kau terikat meski tak terucap? Hanya aku yang ada di hatimu.
Stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VUI and RRI stations across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
The poetry of Nino Warisman is Palestine, How Can I Forget You? Palestine, How Can I Forget You? This poetry is themed with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. born by a couple between A. Ghaffar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not disposed to Digul. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam,
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, it influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I might choose any book suitable for the children, while my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at a college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
Pada umur SMA,
when I was at the senior high school, I received scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a foster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I've read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail's desires to write poetry and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast time in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Nah, datanglah masa libur.
Well, it was holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work. Oh, no, working. No. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it is okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wheat fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the wheat. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took break. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and two grandchildren. We are together. Alas, I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. That was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma. Cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer. But to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya itu saya ingin membuka.
My desire was to open a farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares would be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked to Bapenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were three oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanvac, and Pertamina. Before, there was no Pertamina. The three oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there would be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I didn't need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
But unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However, the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. Three people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hands and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine. It was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed tahajud. In my tahajud prayer, I got the answer. I should not go. I canceled it. I returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic events in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitling Faukab Turab Turab, meaning dust on the dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, ke Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu...
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but could not be. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail. First, when delivering the question, I was interviewed, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetries are translated into Arabic? That couldn't be. Sir, give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally, I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo Song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones. Like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally, I finished in 2 years. Fauka Turab Turab, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan, his father was called cleric.
Sosok Taufik Ismail itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparisons, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah was writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisya, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter the late Krisya.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari
Jadi pada suatu hari Krisya datang kepada saya.
So one day Krisya came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by Maza. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wonder how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Whoa, the songs were very good. I really liked the songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already the 9th. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krisya. Then I said, "Krisya, bro, you couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics."
Kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat saya punya kebiasaan. Saya malam Jumat saya baca surah Yasin.
Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Ala yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian Ini dia.
And so on. Then I said, "Here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such a theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouth can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then the feet go anywhere. Wow, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all out. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krisya came and then I gave it to him. Krisya was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything.
Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari mulut kita.
Other religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, three of them are the brothers who are very creative, just singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes asked what the theme was. Then they said that this was about salat, praying about yearning. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
Sajadah panjang terbentang dari kaki buayan sampai ke tepi kuburan hamba, kuburan hamba bila mati.
Kalau jelas betul misalnya tentang salat, seperti misalnya
obviously the clear one is for example about salat or prayer such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagine the salat. When I imagine salat, I imagine a salat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Oh, could I? I imagine our life was running over the world on salat mat. But the mat was too long. Initially, it was in the baby crib and then ended up in our cemetery. And we walk in the world on this salat mat. When the imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult.
Seharian begitu terdengar suara azan.
Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Panjang terbentang hambat tunduk dan ruku, hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba mengingat di kau sepenuhnya.
For listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Dadaku ada kamu.